Yeah, get that one guy at the front. That one guy, where are you?
Yeah,
I love that guy. He's our number one fan. We've got lots of fans here, and we're glad that you guys are tuning in for another episode of the Entertainment Weekly podcast with myself, Cameron.
Myself, Kirsty.
Me, Rory.
And me, Joe.
We're going to give you an inside scoop on everything to do and not to do, both this summer and during the festival season. Because if you're like me, or if you're like Kirsty and you're like, I want some brunch places, you go to the number one place.
Oh,
and what do you get?
It's like
£50 trash. That's what I call it. You may as well put it in the bin. It's horrible.
Yep.
We're a bit more reliable over here at the Entertainment Weekly podcast.
We sure are. We have been to these places. We can vouch for them.
We've slithered with the snakes. We've soared with the eagles. And we're here to tell you everything about it.
Yep.
If you're a long-time listener here, we've established a good rapport of giving good suggestions on where to eat, where to drink, where to party, when to sleep, when to get up. You guys know the script. And I think we really just need to set a proper guideline on what to do for a day in Edinburgh, because if you're really lost in Edinburgh and you don't know what to do, you're going to get sucked into some sort of touristy thing and you're going to not enjoy it as much.
And you're going to spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yep.
So take it from us, some four broke students who just want to scrape as much money as they can and spend as little money as they can. This is a good little day out.
This yep. is our guide.
So you're going to start by waking up, you know, as early as you can be. I'd personally wake up at 8, wake up at 9, and then you're going to go down to Roseburn and might grab a wee bit of brunch at one of the nice delis down there, but then you're going to start walking down the Waterleith Walk, where you'll be able to find the map on your phone and you can start walking down. Takes you a beautiful scenery. You don't even feel like you're in city centre Edinburgh and you're basically at Haymarket by the time you get onto it. It's crazy. It's such a beautiful walk, scenic walk. You feel like you're completely out of the city. You walk along really nice water features and waterfalls, and you're walking there for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and then you get to Dean Village. Beautiful. Take lots of photos. You're already at a better camera angle that most people need to walk a bit to get to. You're already right there. Then you walk up through there and you end up in Stockbridge. And then from Stockbridge, Kirsty's going to take it over. She's going to tell you exactly what to do.
In Stockbridge, Stockbridge is beautiful. They've got beautiful architecture, beautiful scenery, beautiful little charity shops, which is probably what you should do when you're there. There's around 8 on the high street, and they're filled with just homeware. There's some records ones, and there's some clothes. But once you're finished there, and you're a little bit hungry,
you're going to go to Franco Manca, you know, this lovely little pizza place.
Beautiful
in Stockbridge.
Pizza chain.
And you're going to be pretty hungry, you know. You've been walking around a lot. Yeah. You did a bit of shopping.
You need a little bit of energy.
Yeah, go
especially
get
if you don't
bit.
Go there on the Stockbridge market days, which you will be grabbing some really good paella at. But if you don't manage to go there on one of the market days, then you do go to Franco Manca's because it's really good pizza.
And Cameron, what do you do after this?
Well, if you're sitting in the glass seating area at Franco Manca, you can see right onto the Waterleith Walkway. Now, there is a break in it between getting off at Stockbridge and rejoining it, but luckily, it's right behind Franco Manca, and you can see the little public stairwell that's really tucked away, kind of secret. You jump onto that, and then you can walk the rest of the way down. You get all the way down to Leith, beautiful walk. You can maybe stop off for a pint when you get down there. You can maybe go to Pierino's, which is a really good chippy that's down there. But let's say that you don't. You've just had pizza. You don't feel it. You're going to walk a wee bit longer. So you take a nice walk all the way up through Leith Walk. You get to see the trams. Maybe you catch a tram or a bus and get all the way to Newtown. And you're sitting in city centre and you're like, right, I don't want to go home. I don't want to go back to the hotel. I want to stay out. But I'm starting to get a little bit peckish. So you've got, we're going to give you three options for proper dinner. This is after Franco Manca's, this is after maybe the Stockbridge Market. This is three staunch dinner ideas that we're going to give you right now. And my option is tucked away on Thistle Street. You definitely need to book. It is a little bit pricey, but we're going to give you some other less pricier options. It's a place called Noto. It's Japanese street food that's New York inspired. The menu's tiny. All the wait staff know everything about it. They'll tell you everything head to toe. They don't have a cocktail menu, but they do. If you want it, they'll make it. It is just brilliant. It's really, really intimate. It's quiet. It's cozy. Nice decor. Smells brilliant. Food's amazing. I cannot rate it highly enough. But if you're not wanting to spend that much money, then you can definitely try out
Scram Bistro. Located just up the bridges. They serve, it's more of a brunch style menu. However, they do a lot of alcohol. Boozy brunch. They'll make you any drink that you want. They've got something for everybody. They've got waffles. They've got salmon. They've got burgers, they've got whatever you need. Great outdoor seating area as well, when it's a nice day, which will be quite rare, but
really lovely. Good if you find yourself up in Old Town as well, because it's just perfectly off the beaten track.
Yeah, it's right next to the Edinburgh Arcade, the tunnel system that goes through the bridges.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Good. Well, maybe I'm not feeling Scran, and maybe I'm not in city centre. Maybe I'm a wee bit down Haymarket way. Where'd I go? I'm totally lost.
Maybe you're feeling me at Italian Kitchen.
I think I might be.
I think you might be.
But you know what? The worst thing is I've been really struggling with like gluten and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you that they have gluten-free pizza bases and they've got gluten-free pasta.
But is it any good?
It is scrum-diddly-dumptious.
Damn.
Dare
I'm sold.
I say.
Mia's Italian Kitchen, where is it?
It is located on Dalry Road, or if you're even further out, there is one in Morningside as well, if you're feeling a little gander. But cannot recommend it for celiacs enough. I've never had any problems, and I take the allergy very, very seriously.
Yeah, and the food's totally, totally good. I went there, 3-course meal, bottle of wine, some aperitifs after, and a tip, and I think I was £95.
It's a bargain in the city centre.
It is a bargain for the amount of food that I got. Oh, I need to undo my belt buckle, honestly.
Yeah, but I don't really want to be in Gorgie Dalry right now. I want a pint, you know?
You want a pint?
I'm
feeling a pint.
So,
where do we go?
I'm just going to go up by the National Museum. I'm going to jump into Dizzy Izzy's for a nice little pint. Loads of options for my spirits, my pints, bit of shuffleboard.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty affordable.
Yeah.
And do you know what? After that, I'm feeling more pints, more drinks. So I'm going to jump into...
Well, actually, I'm kind of sick of the pints at Dizzy Izzy's.
Sick of the pints?
I love the pints, but you know what? I've just drank one too many pints tonight. It's just too gassy, but I'm still feeling like staying out. I've had a normal, healthy amount. I've been drinking responsibly, and I wish to continue drinking even more responsibly.
Well,
I see Grey Fires Bobby, and I see his wee golden nose, and I want to go down there. Where can I go that's down there?
Well, you have Osbar.
Osbar?
And, you know, it's £5.50 for a single.
That's shocking. That's bad.
But you know what it is for a double, Cameron?
Is it £10? £11?
Oh, no. It is £4.50 for a
You're
double.
You're lying. You're insulting me.
I am serious.
Wow.
So
£4.50 a double. We're going there.
Yep, and that's your options if you're wanting a drink.
Yeah. So, I think the drink is good, but I've got a couple of mates, you know, like Joe over here. Like, once we get going, I'm kind of feeling like stopping. But if we go to a good enough club, I can be convinced. And I think Joe did convince me.
Yes. If you like karaoke, £4 doubles on select spirits. Food also. And, you know, bustling, busy place that, you know, it's pretty
good
lively.
Good atmosphere.
Great atmosphere.
Then where are we going?
Tron is for you.
Tron, where's that?
Located just up from Cowgate. So if you're coming from Osbar, you go down Cowgate and you go up the side street right at the end and you're at the Tron.
Boom.
Yeah, great.
And we stay there for how many odds and then karaoke.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what else are you feeling, Rory? I kind of feel like the music wasn't up to scratch. I wanted to hear something new, something different, something raw.
Well, if you're there around the Fringe Festival time, they do have... two headliners a night, and one does start at 1 a.m. So if you are out quite late, then
where can we go?
Sneaky Pizza's for you.
Wow.
Cheap
That's a place
drinks.
Right next to Legends.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And £5 tickets at the door usually, nothing more than £10. It is a lovely, lovely little... I'm going to call it a bar.
It's a bar slash venue. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's so close to the stage, very intimate, new bands coming through all the time.
I've seen a really good band called Sarpa Salpa in there.
Lovely.
From Northampton. But I remember I was, just like tonight, I was drinking there and listening to music. I was like, oh, this is all fun and good, but they're starting to close.
Yep.
It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. That's too early. It's too late to get into Stramash.
I've had
it's too
so
late
much
to get
food.
Into
I'm feeling full. I've had my drinks. I'm still wanting a bit more.
I'm wanting a bit more. Where can I go? If only somebody at this table knew where we could go.
I know where you can go.
Eureka!
Eureka moment. It is Hive. Hive is open till 5. There is cheap drinks, there's special nights as well, like on a Wednesday, it's Cookie Monster Wednesday.
That's brilliant.
Who doesn't want a bit of that? On Tuesday, it's Trash Tuesdays for those emos out there.
That's
Who
brilliant.
Who doesn't want a bit of that? So once you're hammered, wasted, and all that sort, Hive till 5 is the place to go.
And then, you know, I go back home, it's like 7 o'clock by the time I get in, the birds, you know, I'm down with the larks, you know. I'm going to sleep when they're coming up. But I wake up 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, oh, I've got so much energy still. I don't know what it is. I need a thrill. Last night didn't thrill me. I need to feel alive. I need to feel as if I'm falling off a building. Where could I go?
Dalkeith Country Park Treetop Adventure. Yes.
No way.
Oh yeah. You're soaring through the trees at very high heights, completing obstacles. You know, zip lines, swinging from net to net. You almost feel primal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a proper go wave experience. You, then all in all, our trip to Edinburgh was really successful.
Yep.
It's true. I think we had factual.
Yeah, I think it was a good day. We didn't spend too much money. We'd done lots of things. And we were just so tuckered out, we just went back to the hotel and slept. We got our money's worth of that bed.
Yep.
And I think it's now to hop back on the train. We'll see Edinburgh and we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Bye.
Thank you, goodbye.